I've been to podcast conferences where people were crying on stage, grieving about other members who had passed away, who had guested on their show. And, you know, some of the people I met the first year at PodFest passed away before the next year. And so, you know, it is very much a community that is close in ways of death and life. It is like a family. But it was kind of like the military where we saw each other and was like, no time had passed. And all the time had passed, you know, that connection just started right where it left off.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great at you. Roger.
Very excited to be joined by Mr. Whiskey, talking about Military Creator Con, talking about a little bit about what you're doing, Mr. Whiskey, in the not just the podcast space, but some of what you're doing behind the scenes and kind of your journey a little bit on the creator side of how you came up with the idea and kind of what you're thinking about Military Creator Con and what you're looking forward to being a part of there. So how are you today, first of all, and tell everybody who may not know who you are a little bit about your background.
For sure. So I always start with gratitude. So thank you to you for Military Creator Con number one, and then this podcast platform as well, to just double down on that, providing a space for veterans and active duty military members to share about their creative endeavors and address a lot of topics that are intertwined with that. We know that the creative space is a place of healing as much as it is creating, and that's really important for the military community, which we know has a lot of different issues, both personal life and career-wise. So it's great to have this. I thank you for that opportunity. As far as myself, Mr. Whiskey, I am, you know, I wear many hats outside of just a cowboy.
No pun intended.
On right now, right? You know, and I do a lot of different things in the creative space, from podcasting to writing to speaking to comedy to preaching. I do all of those as different mediums to connect with people. Everyone connects in different ways. And I always put that forward. That's why it's so important that we have music, art, science, history, all these different mediums, from podcasting to, you know, live conversations, to connect with one another and to provide those messages of hope and healing. And so that's what I've dedicated my life to. You know, this was not what I predicted, you know, growing up to become the person that I am now. But after being an electrician's mate nuclear operator in the U.S. Navy, experiencing high suicide rates, depression, PTSD, anxiety, seeing people suffer when I got out, I wanted to help people. And so that is kind of how this path has unfolded, just constantly expanding my ways to reach more people and help more people.
So I love, you know, of course, my heart is very much in podcasting. I tell people a lot, you know, Military Creator Con definitely started as very much a podcast new media conference, to, you know, that flavor, that at its core and at its heart. And we definitely don't want to lose that. But as a fellow podcaster, tell me, how did that come to be? What was it that you kind of thought about? You're like, hey, if I do, you know, kind of how you heard about podcasting, but like, how did what you're doing with it and the ideas, where did that kind of come from for you?
For sure. So as mentioned earlier, it was not something that I pre-planned or, you know, ever thought about much in depth. It was kind of, at the time, I was driving about 16 hours a weekend to see my then ex-fiance. And at that time, you know, when I was doing all that driving, music kind of reached a point where you had heard every song so many times, it drives you insane, you know, not listening to radio. So I said, what can I do to make this time productive? I hate just sitting there in silence and listening to music. I want to be productive. And so I had never listened to podcasts before, but I said, what can I do that is like watching a YouTube video without the video part? And that led me to podcasting. And so these YouTubers I had been watching, they had started a podcast. So I listened to that. And then one of the members and their father had started a podcast, a cross-generational podcast, and it was a comedy. I started listening to that. And, you know, hearing that was kind of like, wow, you know, they're highlighting comedy and life advice at the same time. It was a good blend of here's some comedy, here's some life advice. And I thought to myself, the naval nuclear operation community is a bunch of really intelligent but really strange people, a lot of big egos, a lot of arguments. And these arguments are like, you know, court cases, because these are smart people who know every minute detail and all this information. And so I said, wow, what about a podcast highlighting that? A couple of nukes having a conversation. That was where it was birthed. No other nuclear operators wanted to do it. So, you know, I jokingly call the show Just a Nuke. It is just myself oftentimes as a nuclear operator in I have guests, but most, I would say I've maybe interviewed two nukes my whole life, you know? And so because of that, and then I got out of the military at the same time, that connection was kind of gone, you know, to stay involved in a nuclear. I mean, I'm sure you can relate. When you get out of the military, it's not that you don't like the people you served with, but they all go to different countries, different stations. They're in different time zones. They're working night shift, day shift, holidays. It's hard to stay in contact. Yes, we have the internet. We have social media. But you're just all living drastically different lives. And so losing those connections, especially in the nuclear community where you don't have your cell phone for most of your operation hours, where, you know, on the ship, in the submarine, you don't even have sunlight, let alone a cell phone, you know. So it was kind of just me. And I said, what can I do? And I said, well, until I find a couple of nukes to host a show with me, let's just branch out military mental health. And so I did, you know, Army, Air Force, Marines. And then everyone kept saying, there's Mr. Whiskey, the military guy, by veterans, for veterans, XYZ. And I have a great respect for service members in the military. However, I didn't want to be boxed down and spend the rest of my life with the military as my only identity. You know, and yes, I was a podcaster, but I was a military podcaster. And I said, I want to help more people. You know, like the suicide rate, the addiction, all the stuff we're talking about, it's in the civilian world as well. Maybe not as drastically, but almost everyone knows someone who is addicted or suicidal. And so a couple of nukes expanded. It kept its name because I believe in, you know, recognizing our origins, always knowing where we came from and why we do what we do. And so it's not the most searchable, you know, it's not the best for the AI algorithms, a couple of nukes, right? But I know that it's going to reach the people it needs to and it's meant to. And that's kind of where we are now.
No, I love that. There's so much really I could unpack from what you're talking about. And really it's captured a lot of what we're doing at Military Creator Con and wanting to get the message out for people and have a home for the people that are doing similar things or having ideas similar to what you had. Tell me a little bit. I wanted to first ask, you know, you kind of have the look, you have the hat on, you go by Mr. Whiskey. Tell me a little bit about where some of that came from.
For sure. That was also not pre-planned. You know, a lot of this has kind of just developed as I've gone along. And so my real last name is Hennessy. And when I was first starting the podcast, you know, we were talking a lot about the failures of military leadership at our specific command, right? We weren't name dropping and bashing people. But the idea was that the mental health crisis and the suicide and everything we were facing was directly related to leadership failures, medical failures, frustrations with military systems. And because of the fine print of the military contract, you know, those contracts are long and have a lot of fine print. I said, you know, there's possibly some kind of way that they might say I'm reflecting poorly on them or opinions or whatever. So we did it anonymously, you know. So Mr. Whiskey became that anonymous persona. And the whole kind of joke was like, people were like, is that Hennessy? No, that's Mr. Whiskey. You know, so it was like just changing one letter in my name, so to speak, you know. And it kind of has worked out very well. Mr. Whiskey has become a very iconic name that people remember. Makes it difficult for me because everyone remembers me and I don't know anyone else's name, you know, so it kind of is a blessing and a curse. And then when I went to PodFest the first time, it was the first podcasting event I went to, I was still anonymous. So I was like, we need a hat, sunglasses, you know, just like the movies, you put on the hat and the glasses, no one knows who you are. So that kind of, until I, you know, I kind of went not anonymous at some point, you know, it was just kind of a look that ended up staying that people recognize people. It's a great icebreaker. And at that time I had grown up in a traumatic abusive household and then the military, right? So I didn't know much about socializing. PodFest was the first social event I went to. It was almost 3,000 people that year, but it was doable because everyone would come up and say something about the cowboy hat or my name or the boots or the podcast. So I got introduced to socialization with built-in icebreakers unintentionally, and that really helped me as someone who was not allowed to leave the house and talk to people to be able to do something like that, which expanded directly into what I do now, speaking on stage, podcasting, preaching. You know, it has all led to the ability to help others more by connecting.
I love that in of itself. Very much what we, of course, I've spoke a lot in my background. When I got out of the military, I met Chris Kremitzos, who founded PodFest, and they had a business organization called Tampa Bay Business Owners Organization. Very much a very almost tight knit business community. PodFest grew out of that community and is a tight knit community. I've seen a couple of the great conferences that I've been fortunate to be a little bit a part of that that have good communities. Tell me, you kind of, I think, spoke on a little bit, but tell me, when you first came to PodFest, did you kind of feel that community, and kind of what was your experience since you had never been to maybe something like that before?
For sure. You know, I didn't know what to expect at all. It's actually how you and I met and connected in the first place, you know, and it's where I met a lot of people that I still talk to this day. And, you know, it's interesting because as I continue to go to other events like, you know, Podcast Movement and just these little podcaster meetups in different states, you end up seeing some familiar faces over and over again. So, you know, definitely is a sense of community. You know, I've been to podcast conferences where people were crying on stage, grieving about other members who had passed away, who had guested on their show. And, you know, some of the people I met the first year at PodFest passed away before the next year. And so, you know, it is very much a community that is close in ways of death and life, you know, so it is like a family. Some of these people, you know, we call during our free time as friends. You know, we all live in different states and different parts of the world. We only meet up in person sometimes once a year, sometimes once every, some people I saw this year, I didn't see for the past 2 years, you know, but it was kind of like the military where we saw each other and was like, no time had passed and all the time had passed, you know, that connection just started right where it left off. And I think part of what makes it so familiar is that we're all podcasters. We all have something in common. And most of us are trying to serve a good purpose with our podcast. You know, we're trying to make an impact, make a change. And I feel like you get to know people so much better than initial social event. Like if you meet someone at a bar, because like with the podcasting, you get right into the real stuff. At least with me, with my show being covering suicides, homicides, you know, all this stuff, like people get into it. And, you know, podcasters, not all of them, of course, but most of them are good listeners and, you know, conversationalists because of what they do. And that makes it even easier to build that connection and make that community further and further. And we've seen like PodFest originally started as just a small handful of people. And now it's thousands of people and it continues to grow. Same with Podcast Movement and all these local meetups. We're seeing more and more local meetups that are happening.
No, I love that. You kind of talked about, you know, which we're wanting to make people feel comfortable. Maybe there's some people that are listening that may be afraid to put themselves out there or come to something like this. I know even for myself, wrapping my head around doing a podcast, editing my own, hearing my own voice, and not just the voice itself, but like, you know, what I did or didn't say and filler words and, you know, that's why I always, when I coach people on podcasting, you know, it's a good idea to edit your own show because, you know, you learn so much at the beginning of editing, but also, you know, when other people do it for you, you'll know what to look for. But also, you just learn so many things from doing that. But talk about, you know, you which I love, you had said you kind of weren't the most social person maybe growing up or from your upbringing. You know, what was it like when you first came to PodFest and maybe someone's coming to a Military Creator Con coming up for the first time and they kind of feel some of the same things you were talking about?
You know, I think with all the social events I've been to that are in the creative space, one of the great things is you really can, it's the environment where you can just kind of go up and politely interrupt and merge into a group. It's not very clicky. I think that's a problem with some social events is you're kind of excluded. With this, you can just go right ahead and talk to people, again, with respect and politeness. But that is the environment it's set up to be. It's like people are coming in and out of conversations. Oftentimes, I've had it where multiple people are trying to talk to me and then they leave and talk to someone else and come back. You know, it's a very free-flowing system. And what I find, too, is like if you don't have the courage to go up into a group and politely interrupt and merge in, a lot of people will just come up to you. A lot of people I know, when I see people who look like first timers and they're just walking alone, I will go up to them and say, hey, is this your first time? Or, you know, just start that conversation. And then oftentimes bring them over to other people I already have met and introduce them and spread that connection. You know, networking with one another is great. And so I think it's just as important to go talk to people as it is to help others find one another. So I think if you are not new to this, it's your responsibility to help make this the best experience you can for those who are newcomers. And if you are a newcomer, look for someone who has that experience and you can ask them to guide you. You know, we're all very open to helping each other as long as it all lines up.
I love that you said some of what you said. I know for me, even early on, like I would go to some podcast conferences that you mentioned, both PodFest and Podcast Movement and places like that, or even other conferences where I felt sort of like a beginner or an outsider. I noticed right away, it was always very much welcoming. People wanted to encourage people, even if their idea, it didn't matter what their idea was. It didn't matter how long they had been saying they're going to do a podcast for or their thing for. It's just so collaborative and welcoming, you know. And I know it's cool to talk to you as well, because you've been to a few different military creator cons before, because we did it with PodFest, and now, you know, it's very exciting. We're expanded what we're doing. It's not just podcasting, new media related, you know, definitely way more on the creator side and other things that we kind of did a little bit last year, but we're excited about where we're at. So tell us, you know, kind of what your experience has been so far and kind of what you're excited about seeing this year at Military Creator Con.
I think it's great because, you know, you get to connect with so many people who are serving similar fields. But what I'm most excited for is the fact that this branches outside the podcasting space. I love the podcasting connections 100%, but it's very easy to find guests and shows to, you know, be a guest on. What I am excited for is those bigger collaborations, working with nonprofits, working with other. I think one of the things too is, like, we see plenty now, we see a great rise in active duty and veteran podcasters, but what about those people who are doing, you know, stuff in the more like sculptures, artwork, or doing stuff to help veterans? We've seen people who are doing different creative ways to help veterans with their mental health through fishing, through horseback riding, through, you know, different stuff. There are different programs out there that teach veterans and active duty members how to, you know, write comedy, how to perform, how to sing. So I think branching into those spaces, and I think there is kind of a stigma around military members being kind of just killing machines and not tapping into those things that they say are more civilian or even more effeminate for a lot of military men to be doing. And I think it's important that we show how well-rounded we are and that we can pursue, most importantly for active duty members, to know that they can pursue these creative passions outside of their military duty. Like, you can still be committed to the mission while still having a life. And that's something we see a lot of active duty people struggle with, and a lot of veterans struggle with, once their identity and purpose becomes solely tied to what they did and not what can I do now. And so many people want to start a business and they get so focused on business rather than, well, outside of business, what can we do that is creative and expressive?
No, I love that. It's a great kind of segue into getting people excited about. It's hard to believe how quick it's coming. As of today, we're probably, I don't know, 40-ish, I'm not counting the days, but a little over a month away from all getting together. And earlier talked about, which I agree, when I go to these different conferences, it's like a reunion. Like, people I haven't seen in a long time, we're all busy, we all have different lives and things we're doing, but just for a small snapshot in time, we're all kind of collectively hanging out and getting excited together and really, you know, developing relationships and furthering relationships. So really love a lot about what we talked about today, and love to see, you know, kind of what you're talking about, but also your new, not new journey, but like the next iteration of what you're involved with. I love, you know, the path, and you're definitely someone, you know, when we're putting together the programming and the people and what we're doing, you know, we have people like your background in mind. So I love that you've been a part before and you've been supportive. You've introduced me to so many people. You know, you text me different things if you have a thought or like how we can improve or things like that. So I want to tell you on the show today that I do appreciate that and look forward to not just this year, but many years to come to all hang out and to grow together on this creative path that we're on.
Of course. And I think one thing that a lot of people in a creative space or the podcasting space initially think, and it's a wrong mindset, and I even had it when I first went in, was I don't want to talk to any other military podcaster. That's my niche. They're taking my audience members. And what I quickly learned and what I've grown to love is, you know, we're all here to support one another, you know, even if we have competing businesses. Like, I talk to other addiction recovery experts, and at the end of the day, you know, it's not about business. At least for me, it's not. It's about helping others. And so if someone connects with my podcast more than another one, so be it. And if they connect to a different podcast better than my own and they want to jump ships, then so be it. as long as they're getting help. And I think when it comes to small independent podcasters and creatives, you know, we need to support one another more. Not be each other's clients, because there's a lot of people that try to pitch to each other at these events, but be each other's collaborators, you know, be coworkers. And I think that's really important mindset to have. And I would encourage anyone going into this, don't look at it as competition. Look at like, how can we help one another? You know, most of us aren't gatekeepers. We'll tell you how we got here. Like, I can tell you exactly how to avoid the podcasting mistakes I made. Like, I want to see you succeed. You know, and some people go into this, I want to see everyone else's podcast burn so I become number one. And, you know, good leaders, we pull others up with us as we rise to the top, and bad leaders push others down to raise themselves up. So I think that's a very important note to make as well. Just if you're going into this, it's not competition, it's collaboration.
Love all that. Thank you so much again for your time today, Mr. Whiskey. Look forward to being with you and many other people here coming up in just a few weeks. So thank you again for everything, and look forward to talking to you soon.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great, you. Roger.